So, thinking this, your journey of life, how many times in your life you can remember that you actually had the hand of God? Good answer. In a way, the Old Testament is exactly about that. Old Testament, though it is written in such a language and story that for the modern people sometimes it's quite frightening to read, if you just read what's the backbone message of the whole story, it's about God who loves people, being with them all the time, and nurture them, comfort them, protect them. The presence of God is always with you. And always the question is, when was that? Or where was that? That's what we ask. So at this time, I want you to think about, yes, the hands of God protecting you, comforting you, guiding you, and embracing you. When did you feel that for real in your lifetime? Let's take a moment and think about it. We'll see what happens. The 1 Corinthians chapter 13, very famous one, I believe you all know that. And that's the scripture reading we asked one of our friends to read for our wedding. So it has more meaning to us too. It basically talks about love. And if you've been coming December services and Christmas Eve, I've been talking about this topic. Now, gift of love. It could be understood as love as the gift from God. Love is gift from God. And love is life. So your life. Life is gift from God. In a way of saying, you are all gift from God. You know what gift is? It is given without any condition, like a favor. Right? When you give a gift, when you receive just a gift, if there's a strings attached to it, like conditions, do you call it a gift? No, that's not a gift. Gift means, literally, it just comes to you as a favor and makes you delightful. That's it. You are a gift. Your life is a gift. Again, the question we struggle probably is that why am I not feeling that way all the time? And most of answers that we're asking is right in this chapter. Cultivating the quality of love. That it says love is not, right? It is not arrogant. It is not rude. If you live opposite of all that, you'll have a happy life. Guaranteed. But and that also theme of a whole humanity, I read that like from the very first the writings that human beings ever wrote on this clay tablet. You know, we want to be good or we want to be righteous, but somehow we end up wrong. What's wrong with me? Or all that I wanted to do was express my love to you, and it looked like you haven't received my love. Or, I do this for you, but you're not happy. What's wrong here? Our life is a gift. And I didn't really understood that until quite late, probably. And I can't really tell to most of you I'm old, because you're older than me. But I am 44 and turning 45, so I'm not anymore like young, that young either. It's just that as I get to think more about it, I was asking that question, same question. And my life wasn't that easy when I was young or teens to 20s. It became pretty easy and probably when I was 30 or 31. After that, nothing was really troubling me much except that lady over there. So it's just that. So my question, biggest question was, when was it God really was loving me? Like, my parents divorced when I was 3. I was tossed between all families. I mean, all kind of things were happening, and I never had any of this until I literally, you know, if you read those fairy tale stories, they always have this nice adult who appears magically and helps this character and shows love or do something. I didn't have that at all until I was 25, probably, or 22-ish. I literally had to work all the way through, and books and meditation were my guide. So I was thinking God was absent in that time. That's what I was thinking. And more I understood about love as I experienced it, and after I met, yes, my wife, after the birth of first child and second child, the word love became more than just a word. It's not a word. It's not just an expression either. It became bigger and deeper, and it goes deeper and deeper into the way that at one point I suddenly realized I have these memories in my mind, like almost iron, carved on an iron. I can still remember the smell and the color and the shape of the street and even the door, the first sunset that I looked at from sitting on my father's shoulder. I was most likely 2.5 or 3. I can even draw the picture of that day. I can even smell the smell of the ground and that sweetness of the bread that he bought from the store next to. But I don't remember who were around me. I was playing with those other kids. Can't picture. I can't even picture my father's face in that either. But I could picture that sunset, beauty of the sunset, and this, you know, this sweetness smell of the evening when it sets to the evening. All the houses are baking their, you know, food, dinner preparation was just about starting, and in Korea everybody bakes rice. The sweetness of that rice, and it's imprinted. And whenever that I bring that up, I feel good. And sitting on my father's shoulder, I felt like I'm the tallest guy in the world, and nothing can touch me. I know it's illusion, right? But the degree and depth of the comfort and security I felt, that's just amazing. And still here. And then time passes, and I can still remember the rock that I was sitting on. I actually spent all day on that one rock in the mountain. I was probably 7 or 8. It was a beautiful day, probably autumn. And I was laying on that rock, and I felt that I could just become part of this rock. It's so comfortable. Physically, it was not that comfortable, actually, you know, to be honest. It's a rock. But the sun that was coming upon me, blue sky up there, this nice breeze around, the trees were turning, and there's a small little stream passing by me. I felt like I could just stay there, be part of that forever. So peaceful. And that's here. And there are many of these memories that I could somehow just pull up. And I could describe in every single detail, just like it's happening right here. And all this brings somehow what? Peace, joy, security, comfort, delight. Who gave this to me? Who gave all this to me? I somehow found that God was with me all along. I was just looking for God in a different way. I wanted God to express love in the shape of a human. I wanted God to come to me by means of adult. My mom, my dad, uncle, aunt. Actually, God was with me. God was giving me, feeding me, nurturing me with other things too. And you also probably remember in your memory too, right? You have those memories that's almost imprinted. And as soon as you trigger that, all these sensations, feelings, they all just become alive in you. I don't call that just chemistry of our brain. I think that's too shallow to me. There's something much more than that. And, you know, I have lived quite a while before I met my wife, but I have more memories in that 10 years with her than 30 years or 35 years before that. As you know, I can remember as young as when I was 2. And I'm having beautiful life 10 years with my son. And you know how many memories I have with him? And every single one of them just triggers joy and delight in my heart. 10 years. I will have more. And yes, some people are saying, oh, just wait until he becomes a teenager. But to me, honestly, I don't care. You know, when he becomes a teenager, he'll still be my boy. I'll still be his dad. I'll love him. I believe he'll love me. Well, he'll go through some troubles and struggles, and so be it. That's the life. And my daughter, she's turning 5 2 months from today, probably. Less than 5 years. You know how many memories that she gave to me? Oh my, you know. And I can still remember the day they were born and first time I was holding in my hand and smelling them. I can even still smell their first smell that I, you know, first kiss I gave to them. I don't know. Isn't that something that makes us really human versus like how much we possess, how successful we become in the positions and how much, I don't know. Because after all, what are you going to take with you when your life here is over? We are, again, created in the image and likeness of God. And God is love. We are likeness and image of love. All that we can take with us is love that you have experienced in giving and receiving. That's it. And more, I'm not that old yet, but as I'm getting older, I treasure these memories more. Because that gives me much more delight than, I don't know, watching really funny movie 5 times. You know? I don't, somehow, there's a difference. Like, that spontaneous connection and making heart so delightful. And it's not just you, me, receiving it. There's also giving part, too. And I was sharing with you, to properly love somebody, you need patience, you need courage, and you need understanding. It's not an easy thing. And yes, a loving daughter, loving son, I don't give them whatever they want. That's not, you know, so there we have moments. We have other moments too. Maybe we may have other, more of those other moments than these delightful moments. But somehow, as I remember, I don't really remember all these bad moments. I mean, there are some, a few, I still have it. But the power that is from this joyful, delightful, loving, peaceful memories is much greater. And I feel like that's what really makes who I am and what I am. And probably that's why God is always present with us. Because every moment you felt joy, you felt delight, sweetness, peace, comfort, security, God was right there. So let us not limit God into a book or into a building or into a human shape. God is love. And love is gift. And you are, all of you, are gift of God. May your year blessed, and next year will be a blessing for you. Amen. Amen.